Time for our weekly conversation with the Michigan Wolverine head coach, Sharone Moore. Sharone, good morning.
Good morning.
Felt like you guys played a clean game against Michigan State. What stood out from that performance when you reflect on it?
I think really the biggest thing is that we won what we call the middle eight, which is the last 4 minutes of the first half, first 4 minutes of the second half. We really took advantage of those opportunities in the second quarter, and really on it, felt like we just played our solid ball. And first quarter, we started slow on both sides of the football, but our guys really picked up. And you can see the energy. You can see the practices getting executed. You see a lot of flow over into a game, and I was happy to see that.
What was different after the first two drives for Michigan's defense versus what we saw with two drives for Michigan State that went down, missed a field goal, went down, scored a touchdown, and then things changed for Michigan's defense? What was it?
Yeah, I think coverage got tighter. I think just gaps. We did a better job of being gap sound in our run fits, and that helps. You know, I think that the thing we got to keep correcting is the third down runs that they got out in third and long. So definitely got to keep adjusting that and being better there. But I think overall the defense adjusted well and made some great plays down the stretch.
Davis, Warren, and Alex Orgie used two quarterbacks, and it seemed like both of them were in rhythm. Why did it work so much better this time?
I think. Both of them, they feed off of each other, which is huge. And it's you usually don't have that, but those guys have great synergy together. When they practice together, you see it. When they play together, they see it. So it flowed really well.
What was different, or what did you see was the biggest difference between Davis Warren against Michigan State versus Davis Warren in the first three games?
Davis was just being Davis. He wasn't trying to be like I said, Superman, or do anything out of body experience that try to make all these plays, just make the play that's there to be had. And I think he did that really well, and was excited for his success.
We heard last night that Jack Tuttle was hanging him up. Yep. How much of that conversation? I'm sure it's family. I'm sure it was friends. I'm sure it was doctors. What was the conversation like for you and Jack when he brought that to you?
He was very emotional, and he just told me, you know, what he's been thinking and what his family and all the doctors said. Really, you know, it's just a decision for him personally that he thought was best for him, and we're just going to support him in any way possible.
Says he wants to go into coaching. What will his role be the rest of the season?
Yeah, he'll definitely be in the quarterback room, help with the quarterbacks in any way possible, and then we'll see after the season where we move from there. But love Jack in every way. He's a consummate teammate, great human being, smart kid, so... he's got a bright future.
Well, I asked you the question about Davis Warren. How about Alex Orgie? Is there anything, we didn't see him throw the ball, but was there anything that he was doing out there that you thought, okay, this is better than when we saw him for the first time?
I thought he just ran super hard, and he took the creases that were needed. He made some he created some explosive plays. He created some energy in the run game. And obviously he can throw and do some things in the throwing game because he's done that in the past. So, it's not like he can't, but he just gave us a different element with the big body running the football.
There's a lot of situations that come up, and I know as a coaching staff you try and cover everything that could possibly happen in a game, but at the end of the game we've seen him make some really good decisions. And for a phrase that you used against USC when he had the play-action pass, it was either nail it or sail it. It wasn't there, so mm-hmm. He sailed it. And then twice he picked up first downs, and instead of trying to strain and possibly putting the ball at risk or running out of bounds, he just simply went down. How much of that was just him paying attention in practice? How much of that is you guys reminding them before they go out in a situation like that?
Yeah, it's both of them. You know, we have situational meetings all the time, so our football team is pretty situational, aware of what we have to do and different things like that, and those things come up. And it was crazy, you know, on the sideline before it, and everybody's like, all right, we're in this situation now. We get a first down, get down. So we get a first down, we're getting down. And everybody knew it, and yeah, he did an outstanding job of getting the first down and getting on the ground and protecting himself.
Talking to Michigan head football coach Sharone Moore, Michigan State's athletic director said yesterday he wants the Big Ten to review what happened after the game. I thought you were strong post-game, speaking out against all the extracurricular stuff. Do you anticipate suspensions, whether that's internal or external, on your side?
No. We've looked at the film and looked at everything, so we have our discussions internally. Well, we saw a lot of our guys, you know, being positive. You know, I think there's a lot of things out there about Kalel Mullins was one of the guys trying to be a superhero, trying to pull everybody apart. So I think our guys were doing the right thing. And yet the skirmish happened, and But our guys were, there was a lot of our guys definitely trying to prevent that from happening. And I think it just got mumbled up with so many people in the phase and, you know, guys trying to protect each other. But there was more just pulling apart and pushing than anything else.
Obviously, this week, when you talk about what changed after those first two drives, you mentioned a tighter coverage, more aggressive coverage. Is that going to be something that you're hoping to see against this Oregon team from your secondary?
Yeah, I mean, we've got to do a great job of mixing it up. These guys are probably the fastest guys we've seen so far, probably close similar to the speed of Texas. And we've got to do a great job of mixing things up in coverage, and whether it's off and press and just mixing up the different looks for the quarterback. But we've got a great challenge ahead, but guys are really excited for it.
Some thoughts on Oregon, too, but just one last thing on Michigan State. The Colston Loveland, little bro comment, sports radio, like this like lights a fire for all of us and the callers. The history of those comments have fueled MSU, too. Just what did you make of Colston's choice of words there?
It was an emotional choice of words, and I think the rivalry between each, you know, we don't really want to give bulletin board material, but we've also know that, you know, the history of the rivalry and what it is. So I don't want the kids to play emotionless, but also we got to be smart with the things we say. So, you know, that was coming. He apologized to me about just in general that, and even talking to the other guys. So, you know, but a guy that plays with that much passion and emotion, you don't want to take that away, but we just got to be smart in how we handle things.
The O-line. Obviously not the rushing attack that you were hoping for. What needs to be better against Oregon?
Yeah, we just got to play with better fundamentals. They've got great personnel up front, great scheme. They play really good team defense. So I think from our end, we got to do a great job with the plan, but the fundamental piece has to be better. And we got to play fast. You know, I think from the second quarter, halfway through the second quarter on, you saw the line surge. And for us to be really good, you got to play fast. And if we play fast, it'll give us success.
Part of this new Big Ten has been travel, and there are all kinds of stats on how teams going two time zones west or a couple time zones east, it's been tough. You guys have experienced traveling out to Washington. You've had USC come to town. Just in your experience, how big of an impact is it on these games?
I mean, I think it's just an impact because you're playing really good teams. And the traveling piece, I think we all do have to adjust to that and figure out what's the best formula. And I think everybody's done everything a little different. There's some teams that have, you know, from the East Coast gone out on Thursday night. There's some that gone out on a Friday and try to get there as late as possible. I know the guys coming from the West Coast, I think a lot of them have come out on Thursday because they lose the time coming here. So that makes sense. So it'll be, you know, the conversation as we go through this, but it's an exciting time in the Big Ten, and well worth it to have all these teams in the conference.
It's hard to believe that there's only four regular season games remaining.
Yeah.
Does, and we all know the freshman redshirt rule, the four games. Does it unlock the opportunity to take a look at some younger guys? And maybe it's that, hey, with 8 weeks into the regular season, 9 weeks with the bye week, that they're developed, they've shown enough to get in. How much does that play into the fact that now you can play them without having to worry about losing the red shirt?
Yeah, there's definitely guys that, you know, we'll play and insert in the lineup that we can. If we don't, not going to lose the red shirt, you know, we're not going to just play them for one or two plays. If they're going to play, they're going to play. But ultimately, we're going to do whatever we can to win and figure out who those, you know, 11 guys that we need to put on the field at that time, or 22 in the two deep to help us win.
As we sit early in the week, what are the doctors telling you about Will Johnson? We know this isn't a business decision. He'd play if he's healthy. What are they telling you?
We'll see. You know, I'll get a little bit more information today. And he was walking around, no boot, nothing yesterday, and moving. So we'll see as the week progresses.
What's the focal point with the number one team in the country coming in? What's the biggest thing you're stressing against the Ducks?
I think the biggest thing for us is to, you know, do what we did last game as far as take care of the football, eliminate those penalties. If we do that, we're going to give ourselves a great chance to be successful. And then, you know, you got a really good football team, but that's how it is every week in the Big Ten. And, yeah, they're ranked number one, but for us, they're another really good football team coming in here that we have to deal with. And they got to deal with us too, you know. So we know the things we can do. We just got to go execute, and we can't worry about all the hoopla, the rankings, and whatever this is. We just got to go play.
Michigan football coach Sherrone Moore, Wolverines against the Oregon Ducks this Saturday. Sherrone, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Go Blue.
It's 97.1.